And Rob Ninkovich of the New England Patriots joins us this morning on the Hillman Morning Show. Rob!
What's up?
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. It's cold outside, but it could be worse. We could be in Buffalo.
Yeah, we could be 7 feet under snow right now, but we'll be all right.
Have you seen by any chance? Have you seen that stadium, Ralph Wilson? They're moving that game to Detroit. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean it's crazy. I mean, I don't know how you get all that snow out of there. It's, you know, but I guess it'll happen.
What's the worst game weather wise you've ever played in? Do you have one in mind?
Worst game weather wise, 2009 October. In October, we played the Titans. We had a crazy snowstorm, and I mean it was probably the most snow I've ever played in.
Yeah.
How long does it take you to adjust? Like, so you know, let's say you walk out of Gillette and it's -8 degrees. It's snowing. You're warming up. When do you throw the switch? Do you have to get into the game before it becomes a non-factor, or is it a factor while you're playing the whole time? You just got to deal with it.
For me, when you get out there and it's snowing and it's cold, it's kind of exciting. I mean, you don't get many opportunities to play in snow like that. The game is completely different. I mean, it's just you can't play the way that you normally could play. Everything's a little bit slower. It's more of like a running game type game. It's fun. I mean, I remember that 2009 game we played Tennessee. I mean, we beat them like 59-0 or something crazy. Yeah. They couldn't really play in it.
All right.
So LeGarrette Blount back here, and I mean, does that surprise you, or does nothing surprise you with the way it works in Foxborough?
I mean, he was a good teammate for us last year, and you know, did some good things for us last year. So why not? I mean, he's a good football player, and you know, just he can only help us.
Were you surprised at all with the game that Gray had last week? I mean, I think that took some people by surprise, fan wise.
Really, not at all. You know, I can remember watching Jonas during training camp being like, "Hey, this kid's pretty good." Like, he's got good size. He's got real good balance. And, you know, unfortunately, there's some situations in your career. You know, I think he had an injury and, you know, kind of missed out on a couple opportunities because of having an injury and, you know, came here, did well, stuck around, you know, went on practice squad and, you know, got brought up and was given a shot and, you know, made the best of it. So, you know, I'm always happy to see guys that, you know, get an opportunity and go out there and play well. So, you know, he's a real good football player.
I think, you know, you look at Gronk, and maybe we'll get a Gronk impression from you in a moment. But you look at that game, and you realize how dominant a player he is. Would you, Rob Ninkovich, have trouble tackling Gronk?
He's a freak. I mean, he's like a freak of nature.
Yeah.
Let me see. A couple of years ago, I was playing Sam, and, you know, during training camp, my responsibility, you know, cover tight ends. Okay, cool. So yeah. Cover Gronk. And I probably had, I mean, I couldn't give you an exact number of how many one-on-one pass coverages I had, but I had a good amount. And let's just say I had good coverage. So good coverage, tight coverage, I was there, but I still never was able to defend the ball. Okay, so it's just the guy's so big and Tom's so good. You can be on him, but you're not, you know, because the ball is going to be caught anyway. So, you know, he's just one of those guys. If you were to watch that play, I wish they had a camera on me when they showed, you know, when Gronk had that great play to score versus the Colts, because, like, we caught the ball. I was like, oh, good. You know, my eyes got big. And he, like, threw two guys, and my eyes got even bigger. And he jumped over two guys and scored. And I was, like, my mouth, like, dropped, and I started screaming. So, like, this was insane. Like, I mean, who does that?
Well, I mean, and, I mean, not for nothing. How, you know, you guys obviously, as a defense, you got to be preparing for the other freak on the Lions, Calvin Johnson, Megatron, 6'6", 235.
Yeah, no, I mean, he is definitely one of those freakish athletes. I mean, he can go up and make a ton of plays. And I think the Gronk's greatest, you know, skill set is just his ability to, I mean, get out of situations with his just physical play. Yeah. You know, guys don't even want to go and touch him because they know he's going to, you know, put his head down and be coming, you know, trying to bulldoze him over. So, you know, it's pretty exciting to watch him play. I mean, I get the best seat in the house.
Yeah, but when you, but knowing that, does it surprise you that somebody like Sergio Brown is going to be yapping at him all game? Like, knowing what you know about him?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say anything. I'd just be, like, focused on doing my job, you know. That's, you know, I'm not a trash-talking guy at all. I'm not out there on the field. I'm, you know, for the most part, I'm trying to catch my breath and focus on the play and what I'm doing, you know, because there's always, you know, there's always that point where you can be talking and the guy kind of embarrasses you or does something to you that you wish you weren't talking.
Yeah.
So, you know, I never put myself in that situation.
Kind of embarrasses you. He threw him into the next county.
I didn't want to get into the specifics of embarrassment. Okay. So,
but when, you know, the other thing that
we get thrown into a Gatorade table, yeah, that would be embarrassing.
The other thing that we were talking about on Monday was Belichick and Belichick laughing at Gronk. And is he, I mean, does he later on say to himself, oh, darn it, I actually enjoyed myself and I laughed a little bit and I might have encouraged it? Or do you think he really appreciates that?
I mean, Bill smiles now. I mean, everyone, I know he has the, everyone has the impression that he's never smiling, but he enjoys watching a guy, you know, do what Gronk does, and that's, you know, go out there and dominate, especially when he's on his team.
LB mentioned Megatron. Is that Browner's responsibility or Revis? Or I mean, give us the full game plan right now, immediately, so we can.
Yeah, I'm not going to get into specifics of that. I mean,
but he's a big guy, so Browner may, you know,
play well. They got a lot more than just one, you know, they got a lot of weapons. So we got a good challenge for us. They got good football players across the board. The running backs can catch and run. Tate is real, real explosive. So, you know, they're definitely a good football team.
All right, and then what are the plans for Thanksgiving? Is Will Fork's house, or I mean, that's where I'd go.
I would like an invite to. I'm sure he's cooking up something special, but I don't know exactly what the plans are yet. You know, haven't talked to the family yet, as far as my mom and dad or Paige's mom and dad. So I don't know. Maybe we could have people here, or we might not.
Change it up. Do Chinese. Do a little Chinese.
I can do Chinese. Right? I want to try a turkey. I've always been interested in.
Yeah, we talk about that a lot.
Super easy to do.
The fried turkey is an option that a lot of people love. You got to be careful because there's a lot of fried turkey accidents on the holiday. But
blows up. Exactly.
We don't want to see you on the IR with a burn from a fried turkey. Leave that to somebody else.
That would be very bad.
Is Mrs. Ninkovich a good cook?
Yeah, she's good. I mean, she's from New Orleans, so they do different things, like oyster. They do oyster dressing, and it's like just different stuff.
That sounds good, oyster dressing for your
restaurant. For New Orleans, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's really good.
All right. Definitely. Well, now, how about Gronk? What do you think Gronk says when he arrives at everybody's house for Thanksgiving? Can you guess?
Yeah, I'll give you something. Yo, what's up? Happy Thanksgiving. I'm a beast.
I knew it.
You're awesome.
He probably says that turkey. Turkey is beast.
Turkey.
All right,
have a tough tilt.
Keep it rolling, kid. You're on fire this year, man.
Have a great game Sunday. All right.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. There's Rob Ninkovich here on the Hillman Morning Show at WAAF.